Hear that?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Does it remind you of anything?
Does it not remind you of something?
Kind of reminds me a little bit of like President's Day.
Happy President's Day.
Can we get a day off?
Are you President of the United States?
No.
No, I'm not.
Then you get nothing.
President's Day. What a ripoff.
Oh, yeah, but you get a ton of President's Day cards, too.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Happy President's Day, President Trump. Hey, let's all do our part for President's Day and call the White House switchboard and wish Donald J. Trump a happy President's Day instead of Biden. Just flood the phone lines and call Mar-a-Lago as well, or send a card. Happy President's Day, Mr. President. So Donald J. Trump versus rhinos and Democrats, 2-0. Two impeachments, zero convictions. Just in case you missed it. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here on this Monday. A lot of people have the day off, so if you miss any part of the show because you're all having some fun, I'm okay with that. Get out and do your thing. Just make sure that you come back and check out the podcast later on because we've got some good stuff for you today. Well, I try to have good stuff for you every day, but, you know, sometimes it's a swing and a miss on my part as well. We all have our days. But I think that I think today is going to be a good day. Isn't that a song? I got a feeling. Yeah. It's quite interesting what's going on around us. You want to get in on the program today? You can use the talk and text line. 884-9910. Love reading texts and emails during the show, so you can email me at monica at 991fmtalk.com. Make sure you check out my page there. I'm always putting up interesting things for you. And we've got the poll question there as well, right on the front page for you. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Four states are advancing laws banning transgender athletes from competing based on gender identity. Should Nevada legislators take up this issue in the 2021 session? What do you think? Should Nevada dive into this pool, jump onto this track? What do you think? Woman got seriously injured the other day. And, got her skull cracked. So what do you think? Should transgender men be competing in women's sports? Or vice versa? It's not a sexism thing. Or vice versa. So Friday's poll question, how long should recordings of any county meeting for all departments be left online for the public to view? 5% of those participating said 30 days, 3% said 60 days, 6% said 90 days, a whopping 86% said indefinitely. You know, media know how to find these things, go get the sound bites and all that good stuff, but sometimes the average citizen isn't able to find what they're looking for. Guess what? They kind of make it that way. But here's the deal. When you're dealing with anything, especially now, since so many entities are taken out of the public view, like the city of Reno, city of Sparks, still using Zoom. Yeah. The being online is one thing, but being in person, being able to hear disgruntled people, being able to ask your question face-to-face is a heck of a lot different than these online Zoom meetings. It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable, especially when you see perfectly good, you know, the school board. They're doing it in person. Washoe County commissioners doing it in person. There's absolutely no reason. It's up to you to get these people back to work. And I do mean back to work because, yeah, they're still getting paid and they're doing what? Half the job? Because isn't a big port or isn't a big portion of the job meeting with you? Meeting with the public? Just saying. So let's start the show with an analogy. Because last night was the perfect example of what this coming or what this country is going through right now. And I take you to the biggest race of the season for NASCAR. Daytona 500. You're going along. Everybody's having a great time, enthused. It's looking good. And then you have this massive crash. You think, wow, that's, hope everybody's okay. And then you have this 5-hour rain delay. So it's like, okay, everybody just chill. Take a deep breath. Then you come back and you're back into it. The adrenaline's going, the excitement. And then you have a crash that is the crash of all crashes. There is parts flying, there's metal flying, there's fiberglass flying, there's sparks, and then everything just kind of bursts into flames. If you didn't see the Daytona 500 last night, if you've got it recorded, I'm sorry, I'm ruining it for you. It was spectacular. If you were watching it, you were praying that everybody was going to be okay because you just felt, oh my gosh, someone's not coming out of this. You see cars tumbling, crashing into the wall, bursting into flames. I mean, it is just, it's the most incredible thing I've seen. And the race continues while this is going on. It's the last lap. And then somebody wins it who for 14 years hasn't really won anything. An underfunded team, not really looked at. Michael McDowell takes it. Out of that fiery crash where you think, wow, this is just, you know, the most incredible sight. An underdog rises out of it to become champion. That not only describes the 2016 election, I think it also shows the 2020 election and the year of politics for 2021. We had that little break. Then with Biden getting in, it's just a fiery crash from the very beginning. Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump signs executive orders when they first get into office. Work with the Congress. What are we going to do? What's the most prudent thing? All combined don't even add up to the fiery crash of executive orders that Biden has signed in his first 4 weeks? 3 weeks. January 20th. 3 weeks. It makes you sick. Just like seeing that fireball on the track, it makes you sick. And you wonder, are we going to come out of this? And then once everybody's safely off the track, once everything is said and done, people are shaken, but nobody's hurt, and it turns into a celebration. Trump is not over. Just have faith. 2-0. 2 impeachments. 0-0-0-0. Big fat 0. Convictions. Where does the Republican Party go from here? I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. But we can see exactly where the Democrat Party is going. This would be the perfect place for the sound of a toilet flushing, but I don't have that queued up. But you know what? I think you already had that sound effect in your mind. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show. Your thoughts, your comments. Did you have a great weekend? Did you celebrate love? Yes, Valentine's Day yesterday. I'm going to tell you what I got out of Valentine's Day because I am the happiest camper. You see this smile. You can hear the smile on my face this morning. We'll be back after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Coming soon to the Peacock, The Office, Law and Order, Special Food Theft Unit.
But everything has a shelf life, so I must eat.
Oh, I steal things all the time.
It's nice not to have to plan my meals.
Well, I went to the break room, opened the fridge, took out my bag that said Dad on it because my daughter made me lunch.
Everybody, the office is being pulled apart.
Someone had helped themselves to the sandwich.
So maybe you're not completely ethical after all.
Maybe I'm not.
You know what I want you to do? Shake hands, get over it.
The Office Law and Order Special Food Theft Unit.
You know, I think I might have some type of cheese in the back of my fridge you might like.
I've got some cheese you might like too, in between my toes.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here. And wow, this is quite a shocker. Officials in Halmstad, that's in Sweden, recently forced a teacher to remove their mask and prohibited the use of masks and all forms of PPE in school. The municipality said that there was no scientific evidence for wearing masks, citing the Swedish Public Health Agency. Wow, wow, wow. People in other countries are finally starting to fight back. 884-9910, talk and text. Let's check in with Mike this morning. He wants to talk about the Republican Party. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Monica. How you doing?
I'm doing great. 2-0, baby. 2-0.
Yeah. Okay, so I didn't hear your monologue. I was at my physical therapist. I just heard the very end, and you were talking about the Republican Party direction it's going. I watched The War Room with Steve Bannon.
Uh-huh.
And he has a lot of different people on, with Steve Cortez and different, you know. But anyway, there's a lot of things that are being done. There's a group that's it's called Rescue California, and they're spearheading the Gavin Newsom recall, and also local elections to get more Republicans in the Senate and the Assembly. That's one group. There's another group, which I don't have the name, but I probably can get it and call and give it to your producer later when I get home. But their purpose is to, what they're saying is that we've got like 400,000, I think it was precinct workers for the Republican Party nationwide, and only about 200,000 of those positions are being filled right now. And so their purpose is to fill them all with Trump supporters. You know, so there's a lot of things that are going on, and we need to get involved.
Yeah, we do. We definitely do. Lindsey Graham and Trump meeting to kind of hash out where the Republican Party is going, because he said that, you know, he doesn't want to start his own. He wants to work and bring the Republican Party back. But it's going to be interesting until I see people like Mitch McConnell, you know, and Liz Cheney completely ousted. I'm going to have to just sit back and watch to see where it goes. But I know I want to fight for it. So, Mike, thank you so much for calling in with that information. And yes, if you can get the name of that party, I'd appreciate it, and just call it into my producer. This is going to be a big deal, because Republicans are tired of the RINOs. And for some reason, the RINOs are the ones who seem to get elected the most. And that's why you have to weed them out in the primary. Weed out the RINOs and get the people in there who will actually fight for the Constitution. We have got so much going on right now. I've got to find this video that I watched over the weekend, because I want you to hear from Bill Gates' own mouth about the upcoming food shortage and how people who get vaccinated will get supplemental protein, plant-based protein, to sustain them through this food shortage. Connect the dots, people. Connect the dots of Bill Gates now being the largest, not landowner, the largest farmland owner in this country. Connect the dots of how Germany has now, oh yeah, Germany getting in on it. Germany has pretty much gone the way of, well, if you want to travel anywhere, if you want to do anything, you're going to have ID 2020. The German parliament actually ratified agenda ID 2020 and Bill Gates' vaccination, well, package for global depopulation. So what this is what we've been talking about. You got to be chipped. In this chip, when you scan it, it's going to say if you've been vaccinated or not. And it is going to be tracking every single thing you do. It is going to profile every single citizen. everything you do. Your bank accounts, your shopping habits, your health records, vaccination records, political inclinations. Everything. There's like 200 points of information that this thing is going to be tracking. And Germany, they're on board. Again, check out all of the groups that are all working together. The Rockefeller Foundation, that's who's backing it. Accenture, the World Economic Forum, the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, otherwise known as Gavi. Big Pharma's involved. Johnson & Johnson, GlaxoSmithKline, Merck. The information is out there. I just need you to share the information with others, because I know people who listen to this show get it. You're awakened. But it's getting this information out to other people so they see it for themselves. They hear it for themselves that this is not something that people are just, you know, crying wolf about or being panicked over for no reason. This is global domination. And the prize at the end is you. We'll be back to the Monica Jay Show after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Absolutely love this. Going to give a plug for the show. I hope you can join me tomorrow at 11 o'clock because I'm going to have a very special guest. Absolutely love this woman, and she is a powerhouse. Former military and just huge, not only Trump supporter, but just a supporter of Americans. Again, that America First agenda. And that is the national spokesperson for Make Elections Fair Again, Jesse Jane Duff. She'll be joining me tomorrow at 11 o'clock. So like anything else, though, if you miss it, shame on you. Just kidding. If you miss it, make sure you check out the podcast at 991fmtalk.com. All right, let's get back to this because I thought, you know, I have mentioned before that I go outside of American news and find what's really going on around the world, how they're talking about America. And let me tell you, there are a lot of countries out there, Germany, Australia, Japan, they all say that President Trump is still the president. They've seen the election fraud information. So this is coming from Sky News Australia, and the Germans are freezing. They are absolutely freezing because millions upon millions of solar panels are blanketed in snow, and the wind turbines are sitting idle. Yeah, they can't. They're freezing. It's just incredible. 30,000 wind turbines sitting idle. They are desperate for coal. Yet, what are the Democrats doing? What are the leftists doing all around the world? They're cutting coal. They're cutting natural gas. I thought, you know, I'll bring a little something from Germany over here. Well, it's already over here. Because Breitbart is now putting out the story that half of Texas's wind turbines are basically frozen right now. And it is really hurting the state's power supplies. That's according to state officials there, state representatives. They got freezing rain, historically low temperatures, because, you know, well, all that global warming out there. It's all cyclical. This is what Mother Nature does. So why would you cut out your options of making sure that people were safe, warm, dry? Elimination. Sorry. The agenda is laid out. It's laid out for you to see. It's called depopulation. Henry Kissinger is pushing it. Bill Gates is pushing it. World leaders everywhere are pushing it. So if you're cold, if you freeze to death, if there's a food shortage, you starve to death, that's just all part of the plan. Speaking of part of the plan, part of my plan is to bring back the true conservative Republican Party. That's why I've thrown my hat in the ring, and that's why we've got Roger with us right now from the Republican Men's Club. Thank you so much for joining me, Roger.
You bet. It's always good to be with my favorite talk show host.
Well, hopefully favorite anyway. Congresswoman at some point.
Yes. Yes, I'll back your program. Whatever I can do, you let me know. You know,
thank
I get
you, Roger.
Me, but,
so, what's going
yeah,
on with
having,
the
doctor?
Yeah, what's going on with the Republicans Men Club meeting?
Yeah, we're having Dr. Angie Taylor, one of those people that you can never talk to.
Wow,
we're having her in as we're having our speaker. Yeah, the president of one of those. I don't know if controversial is the right word. Anyway, the most controversial public forum in our county is certainly Washoe County School District, and we're having a president in tomorrow at 11:30 at the Atlantis, RepublicanMen'sClub.org, to make a reservation. Let us know you're coming in. But yeah, she's going to be there to speak one-on-one without all that nonsense of three-minute questions with no answers like they normally have. So anybody who wants to come and get a chance to talk to these people that are up on a pedestal. I've got one of them off her pedestal and right in front of you, so come on down.
Roger, that is incredible. Not even an interview I could score. So that is pretty darn amazing. How can people come to the luncheon tomorrow and get signed up for it again?
Yeah, RepublicanMen'sClub.org is the website. And it's got a, reservation there. You can prepay or pay at the door. And we'd like to know how many people are coming. But they've increased our number now. So I think we can have over 50 or around there somewhere. So
nice. It's
yeah,
about
time. Get on the website. Get on the website. Come on down. And even if you, even if you can't get your question answered, at least you have that opportunity to see these elected officials answering questions, the tough questions, and you can get the feel for whether or not they're dancing around the answer or if they're really talking to you or whatever. And that's why the Men's Club brings these kinds of speakers on. So,
well, and that's great. And that's great, Roger, because the media just lobs them softballs. And I know that members of the Republican Men's Club, I know they're going to be asking the hard questions, which the media doesn't do. So that's a great way to hear, the double speak, how you kind of answer a question, but you don't really answer it. So make sure that those questions get answered. And I would love to have somebody call in and let me know on Wednesday, how the meeting went and the questions that she answered, because we know it's not probably going to be publicized in the media.
Well, you never know. It might be a Sam Shad out there or something, but who knows? So, yeah, not very likely.
Yeah, not very likely, especially with a liberal like Sam Shad.
Yeah, right. I'll call you in and let you know what she said. But
thanks, Roger.
You bet. See you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, wow. Oh, man, that's going to be a good one. I wish I didn't have an appointment. I had to be at 12:30, but that's one to go to. RepublicanMensClub.org. Make sure you sit in for that one. Dr. Angie Taylor, Washoe County School District Board of Trustee President. And you can still go back on. You know, here's a little something. If you want to attend that meeting, go online and check out the video. It's really easy to search. Just go into your DuckDuckGo. Don't use Google. Go into your DuckDuckGo and type in February 9th, Washoe County Board of Trustees meeting. And the videos will come up. Listen to that meeting on how they are pushing gender and race and all this other horrible, horrible work on your kids. They're going with critical race theory, the 1619 Project. This is what you need to start asking questions about, on how real history is being changed. Get the answers. Because, like I said, this is not something that the mainstream media is going to focus on. Mainstream media is not going to focus on the fact that it's going to be very cold. And we don't have coal supplies for people. China is buying up coal supplies around the world. They are buying up food supplies around the world. If this has been predicted, that we are going to see massive food shortages, then why are we selling? The questions that you need to ask yourself. One of the biggest national stories that I cannot wait to follow is the downfall of the Emmy award-winning Governor Andrew Cuomo. Lawmakers are calling for Governor Cuomo's removal from office following his top aide's New York nursing home confession. And now, believe it or not, talk about trying to cover your own tuchus. De Blasio, Bill de Blasio, let me say that again, Bill de Blasio is actually calling for an investigation into Cuomo and the entire thing. Yeah, like he didn't know too. All right, let's go back to the talk and text lines. Barry's on the line, wants to talk about a video. Hi, Barry. Thanks for calling into the program. What's up?
The weather that's on the way. If people look up on your YouTube, John Casey and another NASA scientist many years ago put out these videos. It's called The Cold Sun or The Casey Decision. It's about a 200-year solar cycle. Every 200 years, the sun has a 40-year cool-off.
Barry, are you still there? Yeah, I'm listening to you. I'm actually on DuckDuckGo trying to find it right now.
Yeah, it's The Cold Sun, and then the Casey Decision will be next to it on the YouTube. John Casey points out that every 200 years, the sun has a 40-year cool-off cycle. He claims that in between now and 2035, that's what the food shortage is about, that will hurt the growing seasons.
Yeah. I mean, I'm already seeing my trees and stuff because of what we've had. They're starting to bud out. And it's like, no. You guys are getting a little premature here.
Yeah. Well, anyway, 200 years ago, that's when the expression "go west, young man" came from. In 1804, 200 years ago, it snowed every month back east. So the expression "go west, young man," that's where that arrived. Now, at that time, that 200-year cycle is what froze the Potomac so that Washington could cross the Delaware. 200 years before that, Napoleon tried to go into Russia and he froze.
Mm-hmm.
But it talks about in the 5th century, 7th century, he claims that in the 5th and 7th century, there were people in Russia eating their own children. There were people in Germany abandoning their children. It's an ordinary cycle that happens every 200 years, and this cycle does not end. What basically it does is there's more seismic activity, if you don't know why. So the oceans actually warm up from the volcanoes in the oceans. However, the polar vortex gets thicker. So you'll have these warm spells. However, occasional cold pockets of air kick down off the North Pole. And that's the weather that we've been doing since 2017 or so.
Yeah.
So pass on to the viewers, if you want to get prepared to why is there going to be a food shortage, it's because of an ordinary cycle. And I'm sure all these people that are globalists or whatever, they are probably educated knowing what's coming.
Oh, you know it, Barry. They've been planning on this. This is how they work. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for this information.
Pass on to the viewers. Look on YouTube. Find the Cold Sun and the Casey decision. And then they can perhaps prepare for food storage or whatever they might do.
I'm looking at it right now, and I'm going to link all of this on my webpage. So thank you so much for calling and giving me the heads up. I appreciate it so much. Barry, just you have a blessed day. This is how we do it. We share information. Somebody says one thing, and you cannot, even if you have an eidetic mind, even if you are, you know, someone who is, you feel, well-educated, guess what? You can't know everything. You can't know everything. And so when I say something and then someone like Barry calls in and says, no, you got to check this out. This is how we help educate people to what's really going on and what's really coming. We got to turn off the garbage. We've got to turn off the Real Housewives, The Bachelor, all of this other garbage that is keeping us locked into place of being uneducated with the world around us. We're going to take a quick break. As we take this break, I'm going to go online and see if I can get this hooked up within 2 minutes onto my webpage. Thanks for being here today. It's your show. Help spread the word. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local, FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call just now at 884-9910.
Oh yeah. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And I did it! Score! I even double checked. All right. You can go to 991fmtalk.com. Go up into the left-hand corner. You'll see the little word there, schedule. Click on that. Hit weekdays. It'll bring up everybody who's on during the week. Click on my picture. It'll take you to my page. And there you go. After my favorite saying, live for today, hope for tomorrow, and remember yesterday, right underneath that is the link to the Cold Sun that Barry just told us about. right there. It's titled Why Will We Have a Food Shortage? The Global Warming Lie. Those are my words, not the cold sun. So I want you to watch that. It's just amazing the information is out there. I'm surprised, actually, that that hasn't been banned. I'm surprised. Anything that goes against the lie, how the Biden administration is getting us out of our own resources to keep this country, to keep Americans alive. If we have this cold, where's the coal? Where's the natural gas? Because the solar panels and the wind turbines ain't going to cut it. The future has been laid out. It's all how we react to it and what we do right now. So do your part. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show after this Fox News update.